in the end, it's who we are that will count more. Because in Matthew chapter 7, God said, yes, you did miracles, but still, I don't know you. Then we should be investing in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21, through our giving, through paying the price for righteousness, we must be giving to the kingdom more and more now. Our money, our time, our talent. Then giving and living sacrificially. Psalm 50. God says, gather to me my godly ones, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Then finally, let me read two scriptures and then I will close. 2 Peter 3 verse 11 to 15, which encapsulates this time. He says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, that is the earth, everything we are working for will be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holiness, in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace. Number two, without spot. Number three, blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Then Titus 2:11-14. We should be living soberly and righteously. The Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us. Grace teaches us to deny ungodly lusts and embrace righteousness and holiness. I want to give you a list of the things that will happen on the earth this September. Let me just mention some of them so that you will know that this is a different season altogether. Like I've told you that September 14 is going to be the Jewish New Year, and that is on September 14 that man completed 6,000 years from creation of Adam, going to by the Jewish calendar. By 12 noon that day, a shofar is going to be blown in Israel that shows that God has completed his agreement with Noah. We are living in the Noahic order, the covenant that God made with Noah, that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. So God will complete it on that September 14 by Jewish calendar. September 15, the 78th session of the UN General Assembly will begin. And for the very first time, the Pope will be going to the U.S. to address both a joint session of the U.S. Law Chambers and also the session of the United Nations General Assembly. What are they going to be talking about? About how to bring peace and security to the earth. But if you read the Bible, I think in the book of Ephesians, the Bible says, why they say peace, peace? Behold, destruction comes. On September 16, Madonna, the artist, is going to perform a concert in Madison Garden. You can check this on the internet. And the theme of that concert is the desecration of the bride and the coming of fallen angels. Check this on the internet. Google Madison Garden, September 16. Now, who is the bride? The bride of Christ. Desecration of the bride and coming of fallen angels. I don't know if you know that Madonna is a high initiate in the occult. her comforts as concerts as satanic rituals that release spirits, that open portals for spirits and demons to come. Then in September 17 also, is going to be the meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Of course, you know that the Shemitah year will also end, it will end with the feast, on 13th of September. Now, that's September 15 is going to be like the first trading day after the close of the Shemitah year. And then on that 17th, the U.S. Federal Reserve will meet to set economic policies that will govern the rest of the world. Then September 20 to 26 has been declared the World Week for Peace in Palestine. And France is planning to sponsor a resolution that will recognize the state of Palestine. And they've been negotiating and working, and they are getting a lot of support, even among Christians, for Palestine to become a nation. And you can imagine the type of conflict it can precipitate. September 22 in Islam is the day of Arafat. Then September 23 is the last day of summer, and summer equinox will come. September 23 is Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement. That September 23 will also be the 70th Jubilee of Israel. Jubilee talks about 50 years. So it's going to be 70 50s for the nation of Israel. That September 23rd, the Muslim holiday of Eid will begin. Then September 23, Pope Francis will arrive at the White House to meet with Obama. The same September 23, if you look at it well, you will discover that Pope Francis is the 266th Pope, and he will be meeting with the President of the United States on the 266th day of the year. Is it just a coincidence? Then September 24, while the Pope is addressing the joint session of the U.S. Congress, Madonna will be having another concert in Philadelphia with the same theme, Desecration of the Bride and the Coming of Fallen Angels. Then finally, September 25, the Pope will hold a mass in Madison Square Garden, the same place that Madonna performed. Then, in September 25 to 27, the United Nations will launch the Vision 2030 Agenda. That is their global vision for world peace. Remember why they are saying peace, peace. Suddenly, destruction comes. Finally, September 28, the first day of the Feast of Tabernacle, and the fourth of the Blood Moon Tetrad. Please, if you go, I don't have time to talk about this. Google this thing, CERN. CERN. There's a scientific experiment that is going on in the border between Switzerland and France. The aim of that experiment is to use science through the manipulation of atom to open a portal to create a black hole scientifically.